As Iraq's new government takes shape, Iraqi lawmakers are vowing to pursue allegations of corruption in the outgoing administration. The head of Iraq's Commission on Public Integrity says that several ministers in the cabinet of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi are under investigation and could face prosecution. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has that story.
Following yesterday's election of Iraq's new president, Jalal Talabani, and his two deputies, there was a telling debate in the National Assembly. Lawmakers complained loudly about corruption in the outgoing administration of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. The new leaders quickly responded by saying that eradicating corruption would be a top priority, and no one would have immunity from prosecution. The new Shiite Vice President Adel Abdul Mehdi, who was also the finance minister under Alawi, acknowledged that corruption is one of the major problems in Iraq today. Corruption eats deeply into the body of the Iraqi state, he says. The question is not only corrupt officials, he adds. There are corrupt policies, corrupt establishments, corrupt administrative procedures. So all these things need to be cured. Under Saddam Hussein, Iraq was known as one of the most corrupt countries in the world. According to a recent report by the Berlin-based anti-corruption watchdog group Transparency International, the U.S.-run Coalition Provisional Authority, which administered Iraq after the fall of Saddam, followed that tradition by allowing widespread graft to take place again. In an office on the fringes of Baghdad's so-called Green Zone, the head of Iraq's Commission on Public Integrity, Radi al-Radi, sits in a messy, paper-strewn office. A lawyer by training, since the commission was formed in July, Radi has been tasked with investigating allegations of graft. And he says that his team of over 800 employees has uncovered widespread fraud perpetrated by the Alawi government.
The Alawi government used secrecy in all its financial procedures, and this is against the transparency principle which was adopted in the new Iraq. In the coming days, Iraq will witness many prosecutions concerning the corruption that happened in the ministries.
Radi says that almost no ministry in Iraq has clean hands, but the most egregious examples of corruption have come from the ministries of housing, electricity, and health.
For example, the Minister of Construction and Housing has changed the employees there over the past month. In that way, the new people all have their hands clean, while those that committed corruption have left and can't talk. In many ministries, there are fake names on the payroll. We see the data of a ministry has been manipulated.
The Commission has an Inspector General in every ministry who investigates corruption. That oversight has been crucial. From the over 240 cases that have been investigated, 20 have been forwarded to criminal court. Radi says he hopes the new National Assembly will speed up the process. He accuses Alawi of being obstructive.
Alawi would ask me, why do you accuse a minister of this thing? Finally, he referred me to an investigative committee. But fortunately, the National Assembly was elected, and he can't do anything to me now.
At no point did Radi say that Alawi himself is facing prosecution, and the former interim prime minister has not commented publicly on the allegations. It remains to be seen exactly how many high-level government figures will face trial on corruption charges. Many members of Alawi's administration now hold seats in the new National Assembly. Transparency International's Lawrence Cockcroft says it's imperative for a nascent democracy like Iraq's to make high-level officials accountable.
And unless one is able to confront big fish, as it were, then not much progress can be made.
Radi says he will not be deterred.
We have been under a lot of pressures from the mafias that control the ministries and the former government, and the terrorists killed our director Mosul. But we here at the Commission do not care about the threat to our life. Our life for the happiness of Iraq is nothing.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.